Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the City of Arroyo Grande. This is a special meeting of the council for September 20th. And we have only our city attorney here, so he's going to do the roll call.
Good afternoon. Councilmember Barnidge?
Here.
Councilmember Costello?
Here.
Councilmember Brown?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Here.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Here. It is not on the agenda, but we're going to do it anyway. If you all would please stand and face our flag, and we'll do the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
City manager's evaluation. There's also an opportunity for public comment with regard to that item. I'm going to, since there are so many of you, I'm going to be very mindful of the three-minute rule. We have no speaker slips. They would be kind of unwieldy to try and get through. So I trust that you'll all try and honor the three-minute rule, make your comments brief. We'll get started right now. Who would like to go first?
Excuse me. My name is Chuck Fellows. I live in Arroyo Grande. I'm here today, first of all, to apologize for not speaking before, but I'm here today to support our mayor, city council, and two staff members who've served long-term with the city, one, I think, 15 years, city manager Steve Adams, and community development director Teresa McClish. I would say to them, if they were here, that the people who have attacked you are part of a very small minority of the city, even some people who don't live in the city. They do not represent, I think, well over 90% of the people who feel to the city manager and the community development director, don't quit. Don't resign, because if you do, this policy of intimidation by a very small minority could lead to the same thing being used again and again in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Whoever's next.
Good morning. My name is Rudy Xavier. I came to this country in 1962 to become a citizen of the United States. I joined the armed forces to serve this country in order to become part of the land of the free and the home of the brave. But I also came here because I had freedom and fairness. And frankly, we have cowardly, craven cowardice in display with uneven lack of evidence shown against anybody, particularly Steve Adams and Teresa McLeish. Neither of these individuals can possibly be doubted to have served with except with extreme competence and ability. And to further hurt them would be a great disservice to this city. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments.
My name is Otis Page. I live at 606 Middle Street. As you all know, I have joined Julie Tacker with a complaint to the grand jury about this matter. I disagree with the previous two speakers. In fact, issue in my mind with McClish and Adams. By order of magnitude, the issue is the cover-up of this matter by this council. In that regard, I wish to read to you the letter I just sent, joining with Julie Tacker, to the district attorney. Because of the recent revelation of council misconduct in facilitating a cover-up of the Adams-McClish incident, we believe immediate action must be taken so that time is now implicitly used by the grand jury process will cause the matter to disappear. That is a specific tactic here. You let it go to the jury, grand jury, you'll just ignore it when the results come out. The facts are apparent in the cover-up as addressed in the grand jury complaint and the charges by the Arroyo Grande police. The most recent disclosures by the police, all right, makes the issue apparent. The issue now, not because the facts are obvious, the issue is what must be done to rectify the situation. By the immediate appointment of a sent today to the district attorney, and it says, in conclusion, if necessary, to avoid any questions of conflict, because you all know my son-in-law is the district attorney, we recommend that the matter should be referred to the Attorney General of California. This matter is very much alive, and I remind you in your closed session today, if it's your decision to do a discipline with Adams, there should not be any golden parachute. And I give this to the de facto secretary.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Next speaker. Please come forward.
Mr. Mayor, council members, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aleji Davar, and I am a resident of Arroyo Grande for the past 11 years. First, I would like to thank the Police Association for letting us know about this meeting this morning. Before coming to this meeting, I checked some articles in the internet and learned about the issue. Before that, however, about Mayor Ferrara, I believe he has acted with a great integrity and dignity by displaying his level of judgment not to jump to conclusion and not to jump at a gun, so to speak, and to act on some issue which seems to be really some sort of hypocrisy. Everybody may make mistake in some situations, and I have experience of working in both public and sector section. I know how higher officials in city, state, basically government officials should perform and conduct themselves. And I commend Mr. Ferrara for his judgment, not jumping at the issue before hearing the all side of the matter, and especially in the light of report he has received from city attorney, how he could do anything beyond what is really reasonable, hearing me.
Thank you for your comments. Who would like to come next?
My name is Brad Snook. I'm a proud citizen of this town. What I've read in the newspaper following the story, what I've garnered from other community members, people that are familiar with the process of governing cities, how important the honor of a council or staff can be for running a city, because there's so much at stake. I gotta say, you're letting us down. Staff is letting us down. There should have been an effort to collect evidence and turn over every stone and find out what happened with the issues in City Hall on July 3rd. Should turn over every stone, and you should show it to all the people that recognize how important what you do here for the city is. At the sanitation district, I saw a collect when things were turned over at the sanitation district, and other people were able to come in and see the change and embrace the change and work the process, then good things started to happen. I hope that we're along those same paths, but you need to take the right steps. You need to do what's right for the city. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Who would like to go next?
My name is Connie Avila. I'm a resident of this area for over 50 years. I read something just this morning that I thought was very profound, and it's in our daily bread. It's not so mysterious how God works in some of our lives, and I'd like to share a little of it. And it says, "And when we find a community of believers who understands the dynamic relationship between forgiveness and confession, we feel safe confessing our sins to one another. The life of faith is not about showing only our good side. It's about exposing our dark side to the light of Christ through confession to God and also to others. In this way, we can receive healing and live in the freedom of forgiveness. My prayer for you today is you all turn to God and open up your hearts and your minds and make this right for this community. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Next.
Thomas Owen, a resident of Arroyo Grande for 35 years, I guess. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, Mayor and Council. I've been a police officer for, actually still am, Pismo Beach part-time, but 40 years. I'm well-versed in procedures, employee conduct for public officials. I've seen many people come and go because of errors in judgment. Personally, I have nothing against Steve Adams as a man. He's a human being like the rest of us, but he has a very important job. He's a leader. He has to set an example. I also trust in the police officers in this department. I'm close to a few of them, and there's nothing, they have no motivation to lie or to hide anything. The investigation, I believe, from what I've heard, was not conducted properly. The fact that nothing inappropriate happened, that's the end of it, is not the truth, as far as I can tell. Again, I'm not here to make moral judgment.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Patty Welsh of Arroyo Grande. As I stated last time that we had a council meeting, it is really a shame that you people have caused a divide between our police department and our city hall. That is never a good thing. I'm here to stand behind the police because I believe they're telling the truth. I'm going to ask again for an independent investigation. I would also ask that you recuse yourselves from the investigation and let the facts come out and the chips fall where they may. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker, please. Andrea, were you coming up or just walking? Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Council. A few weeks ago, I and many others stood here to express our embarrassment over the Adams-McClish incident, and we asked you to have an independent investigation into the matter. We asked you to do the right thing. But this council selectively chooses when it will not do the right thing. As parents, we try to raise a vest and carry a gun. Fortunately for all of us, we live in an area where they don't need to use those too many times, but that's not the point. The point is that they do their duty. They serve all of us. Can the same be said of this council and our city attorney? Are you really looking out for all of us? Are you doing your duty? The search for truth is your duty, and many of us are here today because we feel you have failed us. You have chosen to ignore significant facts by conveniently allowing yourselves to choose to act upon some version of the truth you want us to believe. You have declared yourselves judge and jury on this and expect us to go along with it, but again, you're wrong. We are the jury. The people will ultimately decide, and now, unfortunately, we are judging you. You have forced us to take a closer look at your actions and decisions. Think about the message you are sending to both the police officers and the other residents of Arroyo Grande when you pick and choose whom you represent. Surely, as city officials, you want us to respect our police, yet you discount their account of this incident in an all-out effort to save two individuals from appropriate action. We're in the Part B, page 3. He can be terminated for good cause, and number 5 says, for conduct unbecoming the position of city manager or likely to bring discredit or embarrassment to the city. And a month ago, I said, if this is not an embarrassing situation, then really what is? But now we've gotten to the point where It's beyond embarrassing. It's disgraceful. And we should be ashamed that this has been allowed to at least have the appearance of a cover-up. If there isn't one, I don't know. But I think we need to really evaluate at least the minimum of an independent investigation and get to the bottom of it once and for all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. My name is April McLaughlin, and I'm an Arroyo Grande resident. I'm so disappointed that when the people came to you and said that they would like you to look into this further, as you represent us, you said no. But it took the police officers to say something for you guys to do the right thing, get an independent investigation, and step out of it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Good afternoon, John Mack, 1501 Loganberry. I said it last time, don't disrespect our men in uniform. They give their lives. Their families, you know, support them. Don't embarrass our men in uniform. This is actually a formal request that I'm going to ask, and that is that your personnel policy manual be made public, a copy of it be put up in the office without edits, without pages being removed, for us all to be able to read.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just come forward.
Hello, my name is Rita Belisarius, and I live in Arroyo Grande. And the only thing I really know about all this is what I've been reading in the newspaper, and every time I read about it, my blood pressure goes up. Because who knows what the problem is? What's the problem that's going on? I get a robocall this morning from the what's going on with these two city employees appears to me to be a personnel matter that should be handled by you guys, and if it's appropriate to take action regarding their evaluations or whatever. Otis Page here may file something with the district attorney with all these charges. What charges? What's going on? And so I sit here going, why is everybody so upset? Why is everybody so excited? As a resident of this city, which I dearly love, I'm going, this is crazy. You know, maybe someone should put out something as to what the problem is. Because I sure don't know, and I suspect there's a few others here that showed up to find out what the big fuss is. Now, as far as those employees, I worked in government for many, many years, and you put yourself at risk when you have someone in a supervision, if indeed there's anything going on among them, whatever, that you could be set up for a suit later on because of a hostile working environment, sexual abuse, whatever. But that's something you guys need to deal with. So I'm confused why everybody is so upset without any kind of details. Baby
corn, and I stand behind our police officers. You folks, I stand behind them before I'll stand over the politicians. I do not mean to be disrespectful. Let me remind you, you're elected. Okay? What happened? We're all adults here, right? Okay? We're all adults. We know what was going on in that building. I have a problem with that. When they're using public buildings to have an alleged affair or whatever it is they're doing, that's an issue. Yes, they're consenting adults, and they can go do whatever they want. That's between them and their families. But let me tell you what, when it involves public buildings and taxpayers' monies, I have an issue. And I have an issue, sir, that you haven't dealt with it. And it needs to be dealt with. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Rich Hagler. I live at 417 Stagecoach, and I appear with sadness today before the council. I'm here today to show my support for our public safety officials. Let's not forget the fire department that responded, and praise the vote of no confidence by our police officers. At least they signed their documents, unlike our city manager, who doesn't sign his document, press statement. I, too, as a citizen of the city, have been waiting for my city leaders to do the right thing. I should have known better. But you can always hope in leadership. premeditated, intoxicated intimacy on city property. There's not a private, times have changed, Council. There's not a private employer in this county that would allow employees to remain after such an incident, so why have you? You have brought great shame to this city. We've got two failed police facilities bonds, a failed fire tax, a looming South County sanitary lawsuit and judgment for ratepayers to pay, and now a continuing folly, apparent closed session cover-up of the Adams incident creating this new perk. To my fellow citizens, I say enough is enough, Mr. Mayor. You must go by your own or by the ballot and take the city manager with you. The video doesn't lie, the lights were off, and to characterize the police as not as being inaccurate is irresponsible. Secondly, I assert that the contract for the firm providing legal services to our city must be nullified for cause, effective immediately, and the firm backcharge for all city costs related to an investigation that didn't follow the Brown Act, aptly stated by our law enforcement officials as completely devoid of any process, protocol, or legal standard. Along with our officers, I also call for an absolutely independent investigation of the Adams July 3rd incident and any and all city response in its disposition to rebuild a credible leadership team for this city. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Good day, Council, members of the public. My name is Greg Pisano, 25-year resident of Arroyo Grande. I'm proud to be one. I spent over 30 years in public service, public safety to be exact. During that time, I was also concurrently a sworn state peace officer. So I'm well aware of what constitutes a valid and legitimate investigation. And I know what goes into writing the reports of a valid and justifiable investigation. And the investigation conducted by the deputy city attorney does not meet those standards. If that's not bad enough, then to have the council and certain staff attempt to throw rocks at the police officers and cast shadow upon their veracity and their ability to conduct and produce a valid investigation is shameful, hurtful, and harmful. In a legal, valid, and expected manner with a high degree of competence. One last thought. The issue of legality is not for the city council or receiving the city attorney to determine. That's a legal matter that is to be adjudicated in court. And we may not always know what is legal, what's not legal, but I can tell you that in my experience, I know what's right and wrong and what smells bad. And the issue of legality is one part of what's right and what smells bad. There's also the issues of morality and ethics that have to be a strong triumvirate there to be a good and competent public employee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. I'm sorry. I know this is emotional. I know that there are many points of views. I'm going to ask you once, please, no applause. Come up, state your position, and that's it. Anyone else?
Yes, hello. Excuse me. Support of the fee for the Five Cities Fire Association. All I know about this issue is what I've read in the newspaper. I may be missing many things. A lot of the speakers here seem to have knowledge of quote-unquote facts that I've not heard of. I have also not heard of any alleged crime being committed in this issue, and unless we're considering personal crime against personal morals. But I've not heard of a crime being committed, and consequently, I'm not seeing this as a cover-up of any kind of criminal issue. I have been before the City Council before. I do not know any of you personally, But when I've brought issues before the city council, the city staff did due diligence. You all took extra time to look into the issues that I brought to you, and I think came to a fair and judicious conclusion for the issues that were brought to you. And although I've only been in front of you a couple of times, I have watched you from a distance as a resident for 30 years. This may be currently an issue that lacks judgment, to say the least, on their part, if in fact what's alleged is true. It nevertheless, I think, is a personal issue between them and their families. And as I say, there's no crime that I've seen. So given what I have witnessed on the part of the city council, the city staff supporting the city council over the years, I stand behind you until I hear factual details to think otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
I'm Don Gullickson, a resident of Cherry Avenue. I don't have a prepared speech, but I've been a resident in Arroyo Grande for 88 years, born in Arroyo Grande, and this is the first time in my life that I have been ashamed to admit that I'm a resident of Arroyo Grande. I think you all can do better. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Talked about our surveillance system in the city. I think we spent a lot of money on that recently. And it seems there's hourly gaps in tapes or something. Just, I guess, a question, concern. I recall something like that in the 70s, 18 minutes. Just brings to mind, is there another issue that might need to be addressed? Like, do we need to replace the system?
Hey, thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, we're going to close public comment on our closed session item. I can't give you an estimate right now as to how long closed session will take. We are going to take this matter under consideration again. I'm also not certain at this point. It will depend on how this issue is materializes after our discussion. Whether or not there will be a substantive report out of closed session. I do feel, though, that there will be perhaps members of the council, myself included, that will have a statement to make, perhaps. So at this time, council will adjourn to closed session. Jim, this has been a very emotional experience for everyone involved, particularly our two employees and all of us, and certainly all of you and the other members of the community and our police department as well. You guys have been here for every meeting, and I'm sure it hasn't been fun for you. I want to start off by saying that that I am going to be putting out a press release in response to the letter that came out from the POA, and that will happen probably within the next few hours. But as a council, I wanted to once again sort of run through the timeline. I see the signs in the back of the room, and I can assure you that I have not lied, nor has any member of the council lied to the public. And our support for the Arroyo Grande Police Department from the council has never wavered. Whether you choose to believe it or not, I believe that we have one of the finest police departments in the state. And I have no pause in saying that as to where we are today. Because if you look at this situation, we had an incident that occurred, and we had five police officers that showed up and investigated it. And at the end of that incident, they went back to the station, and they were told to write down what they saw. They were told to do that by their command staff. I'm making the assumption that nobody forced them to write what they did. I don't know for certain, but we got no indication that nobody forced them to write what they did. There's been some question about the second investigation with the deputy district attorney. I should indicate to you that, and was mentioned in the letter, and somebody who showed up here earlier talked about the military. I wore military uniform for 12 years, and I was a proud law enforcement officer for almost 21 years. So I've been where you've been. I've been through this before. I've seen these kinds of situations before. I've gone through investigations like this before. So this situation is not new. But what is surprising is the fact that when we did the fund, another comment that was made earlier today, but the deputy city attorney went back and pretty much at our direction and said follow up on what the police officers wrote. And we're interested, we're not interested in innuendo, we're not interested in guessing games. What we want are the facts. Ask them directly, what did they see? Did they see any inappropriate behavior or illegal activity? In other words, firm up what they wrote down. And what we got back from that was that when that question was asked, the collective response was no. There was no different from what we saw. So all we had in front of us as a council was that body of information. Nobody came forth, and it's been over 2 months. No one has come forth and provided us with any information. Nobody from the police department, the POA, has come forth and said, no, wait a minute, I was wrong. It didn't happen that way. Nobody has done that. And we know some of those folks. There was an avenue for them to do it. In my past life, the way it usually happened was that if you went through this process, you had this. That would have changed the whole picture for us. It would have changed the whole picture for us. It didn't happen. All we had was that body of information to base our decision on. So now, coupled with that, at the last meeting, we understood what you wanted. Most of you in the room wanted, not all of you, but most of you. You wanted somebody else to take a look at it. We were trying in our own minds to justify that. And at the same time, whether you choose to believe it or not, we did hear from a number of people in the community, a lot of people in the community that came forth and said, look, we're like you. We believe the officers, and we do. We think you guys told the truth. We're not doubting that. We're not doubting your credibility at all. So that's the information that you provided to us, and that's the information that has been put out to the public, that's what you saw. Or I should say, that's what you didn't see. So we were hearing from members of the community that came forth and said, hey, don't spend our tax money on another investigation that's going to put forth the same information that we already have in front of you. Whether you choose to believe, but I wanted you to know that that was the body of the information that was in front of us. That was the reason why we chose to take the course that we did. It wasn't because we thought the police were trying to hide something. It's because we believed them, and we still do. But if it takes another person to look at this and come back with a determination that, yes, they were telling the truth, then I think that's what we want to report right now out of closed session. We've made a determination that if that's what it's going to take, and I should indicate to you that that we anticipated this. We anticipated this a couple of meetings ago. There was some direction, or there was some concern about the time limit after the incident and when we had our special meeting. But I can tell you that we were doing our homework back then. We put together a list of investigators, potential investigators. We asked for costs. So that's the direction that the council is willing to move in, if that's what it's going to take to make this right. We decided is going to work with the city attorney to make that selection. It'll be Councilmember Brown, and it'll be Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie that will make the determination as to who that investigation is, make the determination. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Anybody else want to say anything? Go ahead.
Okay. I've got no problem bringing in an independent investigator to check into this matter. I'm very confident that the investigation that was conducted originally was thorough, and I don't expect to have any different outcome from what an independent investigator is able to find. I'm happy to have them come and look. It doesn't bother me in the least, and we'll live with whatever they come up with.
Can you hear this? This thing doesn't sound like a phone. Here's the case,
doesn't work. Test check.
Here, why don't you switch over?
I'm just not going to win today, am I?
Test.
There you go.
Test. Test.
No. Can you hear that?
No, it's in and out.
Test.
Yeah, still. Belong in our feet. There are issues, whether they were right decisions, wrong decisions, they lay at our feet, and I know that. And I take full responsibility for what we as a council do. I will say that to a person, none of us here doubt the police department and doubt the people of the POA. Yeah, negotiations get a little tense and that kind of stuff happens, but I am not here to blame you guys in any way, shape, or form for doing your job and doing it well. And if I made a mistake in what we did previously, if this council made a mistake, that's on us. It's not on you. So I just want to be really clear with the public that you have my faith in what you do. And I think you did a good job. And I don't think anybody here believes that you lied. I don't know where that whole discussion came up. We had a difference of opinion quite clearly on where to go. I'll tell you, it was very heavily discussed. But our faith in you never changed. So just keep that in mind. And if we made a mistake, I take full responsibility for that.
Wrap it up. Thanks for being here and taking time out of your Saturday afternoon. We're adjourned.